Catching up with Mick and Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How are you doing, lady?
Doing. How about you, Adam?
Oh, pretty good. How was the tournament this past weekend? That was the first thing I wanted to ask you about.
Tournament was awesome. We actually had some decent weather this year. Our biggest deterrent was some slush and snow out there on that ice because it warmed up, but everybody sure seemed to have a good time with it.
So what was the fishing like then?
You know, all in all, I think everybody was just having some fun with it. First place went to Dan Brashaco. He had 17.41 pounds. It was two pike weighed in. One was right around 13 pounds, and then the other one was the four-pounder. So congratulations to everybody. Nick Bragg was second. Tanner Scott third. Faith Mouch is fourth, and fifth was Nick Norton. Largest walleye was Jamie Zeller. The largest perch was Micah Hutchinson, and the largest bluegill was Steve Babcock. And then the kids, we had Tristan Rand took first, Toby Simons and Ezra Mouch were second and third. The biggest perch was Levi Mouch. The biggest bluegill was Tristan Ronigan. So we actually had 118 adults and 12 kids in it this year, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's a great turnout then. Yeah, awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing the results on that. And I guess now I'd like to kind of go back to the ice conditions, because I know that even just since Saturday, things have gotten a little bit worse from what I'm hearing for slush, just because we're in this mild, warm trend for January. I can only imagine that a pair of snowshoes will go a long way keeping you up above the slush on the ice.
Yeah, the slush, we're hearing right around 8 to 12 inches of slush and about the same amount of snow out there. We're just stressing to everybody, be careful if you're going out there. It's still ice. It's still snotty out there. They're going out, but just be cautious with it.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, you always do have to be careful, but there's a big solid layer of ice. I heard up to 12 inches in most of the lakes around your area. So it's not even so much that. It's just you're going to get stuck if you're not careful on even a snow machine right now.
Right, yeah. We're hearing 8 to 18 inches of ice out there. It's kind of sporadic on that, but yeah, it's just a matter of you're going to get wet. You go out there, you might as well figure it, so
get a pair of hip boots on, right? All right. Well, Mick, I'd like to get back with you later this hour and actually get into the catch reports. I got really good reports on panfish and perch from the Curtis area, some pike, and some people having some success spearing as well. But I'd like to talk to you about walleye and all the other stuff, too. So can we get a little more time?
Absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll get some details on the bite report. Never hurt us to go to Curtis. And we're headed back there later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.